Well, fires also continue to burn in California today, where thousands of firefighters are on the front lines trying to protect homes. The average area burned by wildfire in California is 5 times greater than it was 50 years ago. That's according to a recent paper written by climate scientists at Columbia University. The paper examines how human activity and climate change has accelerated fire seasons. Park Williams is one of the authors of the paper. He's part of Columbia University's Lamont Doherty Earth Observatory. And Park joins us now. Welcome to Here and Now.
Thanks very much.
Scientists describe what we're seeing in parts of California and Oregon as mega fires, basically a single fire that burns more than 100,000 acres. Wildfires are common here on the West Coast, but mega fires are a really recent phenomenon, right?
Yeah, they are, at least relative to our modern period. By the middle of the 20th century, we'd gotten very good at suppressing fires on the west coast of the U.S. We had a complete domination over the wildfire regime in the region. And then over the last few decades, we've seen these megafires reemerge. Megafires probably were the norm hundreds of years ago, but we have lost control of the fire regime on the West Coast, and it's not because there are more fires, it turns out. It turns out that it is because the fires that are there are getting larger. And despite our best efforts to put them out, they continue to grow.
And you attribute a big part of this to rising temperatures. Since the 80s, places like California have warmed about 2 degrees Celsius. That doesn't seem like much, but you say this is a big deal. Explain what this temperature change does to the topography of a region.
Yeah, 2 degrees Celsius warming is a big deal. And fire, it turns out, is very sensitive to temperature, more so than you might expect. If you compare a record of temperature in California to the amount of acres and forests that burn in any given year, it turns out that fire and temperature go hand in hand, where the warmer years are the years with more fire. And the reason is the one that you'd expect. A warmer year has drier air, meaning that the air is more able to evaporate water out of soil and out of plants, just the same way that if you warm up your house, then your house plants will dry out. When those plants are dried out, then they become more flammable, and then all you need is a spark and some wind. And it turns out that sparks and wind are not really nearly as limiting of factors as just flammability in California. There's always going to be a spark and there's always going to be wind to carry a fire. So all you really need to do to burn a forest is to dry it out.
What other factors are at play that fuel extreme fire behavior in addition to what you're talking about?
So in developing a hypothesis about why we're seeing the increase in fire in California, it'd be reasonable to hypothesize, well, we've had a big increase in population. That must mean an increase in the availability of sparks to light fires. Mm. Or we have been fighting fires for the last century, and every time we successfully fought a fire, we allowed fuels to continue to grow that would have otherwise been thinned out by the fire. And so today, some of our forests are artificially dense with trees. And so when the fire gets going, you'd hypothesize that the fire should be more intense. So there are all these things that have been changing, but when we look at the data, it's actually surprising to see how strong the relationship is between the area burned and the temperature, the aridity of the atmosphere, and the temperature is the dominant driver.
And since your paper was published last year, we've also seen larger, faster-moving fires in areas where people live. How surprised are you by this?
I'm not surprised. It is definitely concerning, the stories and imagery that came out of Paradise, California, where the campfire burned through an entire town back in 2018. It was devastating. But that type of event is more and more likely to occur. Even though it is the warming trend that's driving the propensity for these large fires, the areas these large fires are going to occur in the most are the areas where you have a high abundance of sparks, and that's going to be where people live in California. People are not necessarily lighting fires on purpose, but from their infrastructure, like power lines, for example. Mm-hmm. And those sparks are going to be especially potent to start fires in areas where there are a lot of fuels. And so where you have people living within the forest, then you have a high probability of fire.
Yeah. How do we move past the debate really that's happening right now around fire management versus climate change. I mean, fire management is certainly part of the equation, but how can climate change also be centered when we're talking about adapting?
Well, just like any important issue, this one has been really politicized and a false dichotomy has developed. And so it is good that this issue is being discussed. That means that it's being validated as being important. And so that's two steps forward. But now this politicization is definitely one step back, where when we ask why is the increase in fire activity occurring in California and the West, the answer isn't only global warming, and the answer isn't only bad forest management. Both things have been happening, and they both amplify each other. If we were warming the world but we didn't have any forests, then we wouldn't have an increase in forest fire due to global warming. On the other hand, if our forests are artificially dense because we've been fighting fires for a century and we warm the world, then we're going to get a bigger response in forest fire than if our forests weren't artificially dense. But all that said, when we look at the data, the correlation is so strong between temperature and the area of forest burned in a given year. And the two have gone up hand in hand over the last 40 years. And because of that, that has me feeling that temperature warming is the dominant driver of the increase in burned area, and any effect of forest management is a secondary driver.
Park Williams is a climate scientist at Columbia University's Lamont Doherty Earth Observatory. Park, thank you so much for this conversation.
Thanks very much for having me.
And this story is part of Covering Climate Now, a week-long global journalism collaboration of more than 400 news outlets.